This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yes, but no. No, that was good.
With the Crocs, too.
Sport mode?
Yeah. Yeah. Locked and loaded on my heels.
Crocked and loaded. On today's episode, we are going to make one of my favorite
and yours
dishes to make, heart of palm cakes. A really cool play on a crab cake without the fishiness and anything like that. Super easy, super simple, super delicious.
How many do you think this would serve, Tony?
I think this serves about 3 to 4 people. And then the ingredients are just artichoke, heart of palm, cornstarch, Old Bay seasoning or seafood seasoning, some mayo, vegan mayo, sauteed red pepper, onion, celery, and then our panko breadcrumbs.
These are so full of flavor. And I think when you're eating vegan, there's that balance of using the replacement meats, the replacement eggs, and then something like this where you've just taken out the seafood and used veg.
Yeah.
And Work Girls Gone Veg. We love that. Mm-hmm. To enjoy, help us make and enjoy this delicious recipe, we have someone. He's a local from Orlando. He has accomplished so much all around the world. He is a long drive champion. If you don't know what that means, he can hit the golf ball really, really far. He's a philanthropist. He's an activist, a motivational speaker. Please come on down, Maurice Allen. Golf clap. Welcome.
Hello. Hi. How are you all doing?
Good. How are you?
How are the legs feeling?
Yeah, you know.
Okay, there've been better days.
Yeah.
All right. I know how
that feels. It's season, you know. Always a little sore, but we're super happy to have you here and help us make these delicious heart of palm cakes.
Thank you. I like being here. I get to learn something.
Yeah, and hope you know we're going to learn something as well because
I doubt it.
I doubt it.
We don't know anything about golf, especially not long drive. Come on in here.
Yeah, we're going to get started. So this recipe is super easy. I'm just going to tell you what to do, okay? And you're going to nail it. So first things first, I just want you, can you just chop up these heart of palms? Is that okay?
I would like to see how you would like them chopped first.
Oh, no. Okay.
I just want an example.
Yeah, okay,
I don't
great.
Want
you do the heart of
up.
Palm, he'll do the artichoke.
No, you can do, okay, that's all you the want. Heart of palm. Yeah, that's it. I didn't know how big
rough,
you wanted
a
them.
Rough chop.
Okay, a rough chop.
A rough yeah. chop.
So what would your up? Favorite meal or a typical dinner look like for you?
Oh, that's terrible. Do you want the vegan version of it? Or
we want the true story.
The truth.
Seafood, anything seafood related. So this actually
this is
makes
perfect.
Sense. Yeah, this one's perfect.
Okay,
this one's
it's perfect. Gonna blow you away.
I don't doubt that. I'm not a skeptical person.
So you have a day named after you.
So I've heard.
So he's heard.
Because you just told me about
because
that, so I heard it from you.
All the amazing work you've been doing in the community. Tell us about your foundation. It's pretty new. It's been about a year that you've launched.
A couple years. So we started out, first thing we did, when I won world championships in 2018, I felt like I had to do something for my community. Everybody talks about wanting to make a change and wanting to help things. So the thing that I decided to do was put out five $5,000 scholarships to kids who didn't have really great grades until their last 2 years of school, because at the end of the day, people are going to graduate from high school and you can either have a pissed off person go into society or you can have someone who you've given hope to. So we just decided to do that and give kids an opportunity to go to school who may not have done that. And see, we've done that for 3 years now.
Amazing.
That's amazing. That's so cool.
Not bad. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, you see now a lot of athletes wanting to use their platforms to affect change. I know you had Black Lives Matter on the shaft of your golf clubs. What's that thing?
Yeah, that didn't go over so well.
Really?
No, God, no. Golf is a sport that's a little different. It's not there. Anytime I post stuff, you know, everybody, the catchphrase is, oh, well, what about Tiger Woods? I'm like, yeah, that's one guy. Great. That's like saying I have a black friend. That's awesome. That's the perfect thing to do that. But, you know, what we ended up doing from there was we found two guys and we sponsored them with $50,000 apiece. So we raised, my foundation raised some money because there's not a lot of black opportunity for black golfers out there, regardless of how good they are. People just aren't looking at them. They're not getting the same respect. So we were like, well, if somebody's going to do it, we have to do it. So we raised a bunch of money. Next year, we'll do it again where we'll do three women and three men. We've got the LPGA that's going to come on board on the female side, which is going to be great. Women actually have it so much worse in the golfing world than men ever will. Even though you look at Instagram and most of the influencers are women, but on the professional side, I know women that are professionals that can't even get clubs. Can't get clubs for free. I'm sorry. They can go buy whatever they want.
Yeah, well, that's like us. We can't get boot sponsorships even playing at the highest level.
I don't understand that. That doesn't make sense to me as a human being at all. I mean, if you have people, and obviously the term is, oh, well, I don't know if they're really that great for the brand. They're in the sport. They're exceptional at what they do. How are they not good for the brand? That just doesn't make sense. So there's a lot of things that have to change on that note. So figure you have to be a part of the change you want to see. So it starts with me.
Well, I love that. But rewinding to where you got to this point where you can create these amazing changes, tell us about Long Drive. How did you get into it? How did you get the strength to be able to hit a golf ball that far? And can you teach us some, give us some tips on how to swing?
How did I get into it, or how do you get into it? I didn't even know Long Drive existed. I didn't play golf before I did it. So I had a cousin who played golf. My dad played golf. Everybody, my dad tried to get me to play golf as a kid, and I was upfront and honest with him. I'm never going to get a girl playing golf. So it wasn't going to work out. So I didn't play golf. I was a five-sport athlete. Played football, ran track, played baseball, played volleyball. And, I mean, I was everything in high school. Just golf was
everything
not
but it. Golf.
We didn't have a golf team, so I couldn't be. Well, yeah, I started playing football because I was like, man, if I just had a jersey on Fridays, I'd get this girl to notice me who was never. I mean, you know, when you're in high school, everybody wore the jersey. So, I was like, man, that was the best. That was the best thing I had to slide on. I was like, hey, what's up? You know, you see the jersey, you see your boy.
Right.
You start. Nah, but I got the jersey on, girl. I'm going to get there. I mean, if I get you, then I can get on the starting squad. You know, I'll have the confidence. But I went to this tournament, and I had never, ever heard of it before, honestly. They were like, hey, go to Wildwood. And I was in Tallahassee. And I was like, why am I going to drive 3 hours to something I never heard of? Went and told my cousin about it. He was like, man, that's 20 minutes down the street. Went, I hit the ball like 30 yards longer than everybody else, but they were all out of bounds. And so I was like, ah, that was fun. It was cool. And then I went to chiropractic school, and they sponsored me. They paid for everything for like the first year. Yeah, which probably didn't help a lot of things because think about it. I was the only black guy in the sport at the time. And I'm walking around with a chiropractor, like my own chiro who can't touch anybody else. And he's like got the table set up in the tent. They're like, who is this new guy? We're like, who does he think he is? And I was like, man, I don't know. It's just, you know.
I'll tell you who he was. Ended up being world champion.
Yeah, that part happened, I guess. That's what they say. I mean, I don't know. I
and
wasn't
a
there.
Guinness World Record holder.
Yeah, they say that happened too.
And you've hit the ball over Niagara Falls.
Like, what?
This is mind-blowing. How does that even, and it was like on your fourth try? Because I know someone else had tried years before and for hours couldn't do it on your fourth try over Niagara Falls.
Like how big, what's the distance? How big is that?
So the ball I hit was 393 yards to cover Niagara. Like that's the worst memory I have of
really?
My whole
career.
Yeah, 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 because I did it and I remember I called one of my sponsors. I was like, and I'm hyped up, you know, man, I just hit the ball across Niagara, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking they're going to big me up on social and it's about to get this big thing. I'll never forget. But he was like, yeah, that's not a big deal. I was like,
what?
Well, we're hyped about it.
Whoa.
Big hyped. Deal.
No,
come on.
But even in the golfing community, it didn't get much press.
Really?
No. I mean, I've done so many interviews and people have talked about it. They were like, man, we thought that would have gotten a lot more press than that. But, you know, everything kind of happens the way how it's supposed to happen. But it was cool for me just from the standpoint because my little brother and I, we used to always tell each other, be immortal. And so when I look at hitting the ball across Niagara, being the only person who's ever done that, that gives me a sense of immortality. So like my brother, like I remember when I sent him the message, like he sent me this video thing. He was shaking his face. Like I was like, are you having a seizure? I don't know. Are you stroking out? What's going on? But that part for me was cool. And just looking at it from the progress of where I was in my career, because in the beginning of my career, I slept in my car for like 4 months. I was like homeless. I was sleeping in parking garages, Walmart. I remember going to like golf courses and they'd have like the little tournaments and Chick-fil-A would always sponsor it. So I grabbed like 4 or 5 bags, put it in my trunk. I'd only shower when I went to golf courses early before people got there and showered and stuff like that. I mean, you had to be clean because you definitely couldn't. It was already bad enough I didn't have a residence. So I definitely couldn't be stank, not have a residence and get a girl. That just wasn't going to happen. So I had a car, though. I was like, you know, I can meet you somewhere. We
right.
good.
We can go to from A to B.
What's all that stuff in the back, girl? Mind your business. Look at it. Don't pull that partition
Chick-fil-A.
Out. Chick-fil-A. Yeah, just leave that partition in. It's all good. You right. good. Don't even look at that. But no, it was cool, though. It was interesting. But the Guinness thing was cool. And the whole thing about Niagara, that was pretty cool. It was all right. It was cool.
I mean, it's more cool. than cool. It's yeah. amazing.
Oh, yeah, no, it was all right. World Championships was better. It was my mom's birthday. Yeah, that was the best thing.
That's to celebrate.
That's my best memory ever is winning world championships on my mom's birthday. Doesn't get any better than that, period. Okay. Nothing else I can do.
Can you show us like a swing? The swing.
Not the Happy Gilmore swing, like a proper
Well, I'm about
swing.
To tell you, someone's about to mess up.
Is it the way that I was?
It was just how you stood. Like you looked very uncomfortable. It was You know what's funny is like golf, everybody says be an athlete, but that's the one sport where you can't.
Right, it's all like technique.
Yeah, everything's weird. Like when people get ready to hold the club, the first thing they do is they pull their butt in, like something's wrong. I don't know. Like, yeah,
is
you
that
don't
not
do
right?
this. No, this like, is yeah, not right. This looks like somebody's about to beat you. That's not good. Think about basketball. So if you had somebody that you were defending, you just kind of go like that, you know? Yeah.
Like you have to have like an athletic stance.
Yeah, like you swear.
Okay, but so what is it core then? Core strength? Why can you do things that other people can't?
Like, why can you hit the ball so far?
Yo, 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 this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. The soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT, savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2-gram net zero hero croissant or the 1-gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at Hero, HERO.CO.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hey, listener. Are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. The Active Cash Credit Card is ready when you are with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, that's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/active. Cash.
that's God-given ability. I don't have nothing to do with that. You got to talk to him. I ain't got nothing to do with that. Yeah. So when, yeah, you get on that main line. But no, you get here and you, the first thing is to get in a comfortable position. It's, you try to get athletic as you can. And then from there, you just turn it.
It's in the, is it the hips?
No. It's weight transfer. So yes, but no. No, that was good.
With the Crocs too.
Sport mode?
Yeah. Yeah. Locked and loaded on my heels.
Crocked and loaded.
So what you want is you'll be on the toe on this one, but on the heel on that one. And you don't want to turn your foot out. See, you don't want to turn the foot out. Yeah, you can heel toe all you want, here? But you still, yeah.
How do you hold the...
So when you hold a golf club, you can hold it like
this.
Do we
have a... We can get a prop. Hold on. We'll get a prop. Here. There's your golf club. Here, you want one too? There you go.
I would have gone with... something like this, but that's cool.
Well, that's cool.
You can, so your left hand's going to be at the bottom. Then you have three different options for your right hand.
Okay. I want to do what
right
you do.
Right hand can go here. Oh, covering the thumb. So right. Thumb's here. Boom.
Okay.
All right. That's one. Then you can do like this, like you're shooting at something.
Okay.
Got that?
Mm-hmm.
And then same thing again.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then you can do this. Then you can come here.
Oh, and just over, okay.
Overlap. That's actually the name of the grip. There you go. See? You're a golfer.
Okay. No, boom. I'm going this one. Just the thumb.
So you're going baseball?
Yep.
Okay. It's personal preference. There's actually...
Okay, what do you do? Yep, that's what we're doing. Locked and loaded.
All right, so that's that.
Okay.
Yeah, then you go there. You just turn.
Does this go up or just
this
out?
This way, I'm going to slide you here just in case that comes out of hand. There you go.
Whack me.
And then you'll slam the foot down.
Slam it.
Yeah. See, I knew that. I knew that's what was going to happen with that.
Where's yours, Tony?
Oh.
Yeah, watch out.
That's why.
Right. I'm going to go over
here. You see
why
I move now? Because I knew what was
going to
happen.
We're going to Niagara Falls. Woo!
And now she's hooked.
Wait, how good are you at putt-putt? Do you like hustle people on the putt-putt course?
You know, the putt-putt thing can get out of hand if you...
What's this I hear about bobsled?
Oh.
Yeah.
That came up again.
All right, so I used to be a sprinter. Ran the 100 meters, got close to Olympic trials, but I was in this same body. Okay. So most sprinters, like my friend Justin Gatlin, I think Gat weighs $180, $170 and change. At my fastest, I was 210. So everybody thought that that would be a good idea to push that down some ice because they're looking for, you know, most sprinters are light. They were like, oh, you can still run fast and be heavy. I was like, yeah. They were like, yeah. So what do you think about bobsled? I think it's cold. I don't do that. I'm from Orlando. I'm from Florida. We don't do that. Mm-hmm. You know, when it gets 50 here, you see people with bomber jackets on and like minks and everything. Like, and then by 10 o'clock, what's going on? Oh, no, we good now. We peeling out of it. Yeah. So that just didn't. I thought about it, but nah.
So was that before you found long drive?
Oh, no, that was during.
You were like, no, I'm good. Yeah. I found what I'm the best in the world at.
I was good with where I was. It was a good opportunity. I did like that I was even being looked at.
Yeah,
it was definitely an honor, but no.
I have a question.
I have an answer.
Okay, so golf. How do kids get into it? It must be expensive, right?
Yeah, adults, it's expensive.
Yeah.
But kids actually have a better chance in golf. So there's this organization called Youth on Course, and they subsidize rounds of golf, and I think it's only $5 for a kid to play. So they make it affordable from that standpoint to go and play, but you still have to get clubs, which, I mean, you can get used clubs and things like that. Practice, depending on where you are, I think it's like any other sport, how serious you want to take it, it can, the expenses can change, but Youth on Course has definitely made it a lot easier for them to at least get out and play. Mm-hmm. $5 is, I think anybody can kind of.
Okay.
Kind of
and that's around the US?
They have different things set up. So there are only courses that are affiliated with them, but they still have top pristine type courses. So it's not like you're going to a hole in the wall. They have them all over. You just have to find one that works in your city. So they're starting to get better with that. At one point, that stuff like that didn't exist.
I feel like when I was younger, my mom just kind of put me in soccer because it was like the thing to do. But I always wonder like what it would be like to, I don't know, if she put me in golf or like tennis. We probably couldn't afford it, but like, I don't know, it would have been
If you think about kids who are missing out on different sports or activities or opportunities,
because of money. It's,
I mean, yeah, I even think soccer is getting so expensive these days.
Well, everything's getting expensive because everybody's looking for the scholarship. They're trying to find these travel teams, and which didn't exist, at least when I was a kid. I mean, I remember the big thing was going, the only time you traveled was if you were trying to play travel baseball and get to like the Little League World Series. But outside of that, you just played. I mean, and if you were good, people found you. And if you sucked, then you wouldn't have focused on your studies. It's kind of the way it worked. But now there's so much money in it. I mean, I remember when Wild World of Sports was built. It was just crazy. So I don't know.
Tony, bring us back to our, I'm getting hungry.
Ta-da! Okay, so we just mixed all of the ingredients together. Gonna put it in the fridge to help, you know, get...
That actually looks like crab, though, for real.
Right? You know,
it does.
It legitimately looks like crab.
And I'm not kidding you. If you ate it just like this, you'd be like, wow, that's pretty tasty. Pretty tasty. But yeah, we're gonna put it in the fridge so it's easier to form little patties. And then we'll then saute them in the pan with some vegetable oil or olive oil. Maybe like 3 to 4 minutes on each side. But to save some time, I already have some made. So.
That works.
Yeah. I'll go get them. You just wait here.
I'll just wait right here. So what are you using to keep the crab cakes to hold their form?
So that's good question. So we're going to use the panko and the vegan mayo to kind of help bind them together.
Okay.
And then having them in the fridge also helps as well.
Mm-hmm.
Nice and chilled.
You want to be able to form those patties so they're not crumbling everywhere.
Yeah.
Although it still tastes good when that happens.
Still, honestly, I've done this recipe so many times and I've messed up so many times that it's literally just like a heart of palm hash in the pan. But you know what? It might not look great, but it still tastes amazing.
Great. Same ingredients. It's going the same place. Yeah.
So what's your preferred side with this dish?
My side? Yeah. Ooh. Well, if I have the time, I'm making corn grits.
Okay.
Yeah. So in the South, I love grits, grew up on grits, love it so much. And they're easy to make a vegan version. You use vegan butter, vegan milk, and it turns out really well.
Okay.
Add some corn in there. We have a nice Southern dish. Heart of palm cakes with corn grits.
That works for me. It looks good. It actually does really look like crab, though.
I know. Are you like freaked out?
No. So actually, I had an injury and I was vegan for about 8 weeks to help with the healing process.
Great.
So yeah, I've already.
And how did you find it? Like, was it easy? Was it?
I like to cook, so nothing. It doesn't bother me. Like, yeah, no. So it's, I mean, as you get older as an athlete, you can't go to Chick-fil-A and
it'll catch up to you.
Yeah, it'll help you. Your recovery will be a little different and be a little sluggish.
Yeah. You're like, why can I run today? Oh,
yeah. I remember those
days. Got grease in my lungs.
Yeah. I remember those days when I used to go out of track practice and let me get 3 Whoppers and, you know.
I know. In high school, I knew nothing about nutrition. So before soccer practice, I'd like go to Wendy's and like just do it. And then you realize that like it's going to catch up to you and you just can't fuel your body that way anymore.
Yeah, mine was always hot wings right before. I had like extra hot and lemon pepper right before a track meet.
What kept you fast.
I don't know.
In those days.
It worked. Yeah, not today, though. Not today. I wouldn't do that today. That actually looks really good.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see what you think.
I'm super excited for you to try these. I know we want your honest opinion because we know that you love seafood, as you mentioned. So, So should we try them?
Let's try.
All right. We'll head over there.
Okay. Come on down. We'll have you in the middle.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
That looks pretty good.
Yeah. Just get the sriracha mayo.
So how do you do it? Do you do yours on the side? Do you throw it on the top?
The top. I do like a dollop of
mayo.
Yeah,
I mean, it's your thing. We're just following your lead.
Okay, I'll show you how I do it then. I just use your hands, okay? Under, plop. Go ahead.
Okay.
Tell us about the mayo.
Okay, so the mayo is really one of the best parts about this. Vegan mayo, sriracha, some salt, a little bit of lime juice, and that's it, really. So we're just gonna, maybe a little more. I like sauce.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now I'm supposed to do like that, drop it like that.
Yeah. See, it's all about technique, like with your golf swing.
Okay. And then you go back one more time.
Right.
Two scoops.
And then you just let it come to a point. Okay.
That's beautiful.
Cool.
Got it. No problem.
I'm going way more, guys.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I love it. I cover the whole thing.
So you don't want just like a dab of it.
No,
you
want the I love whole this damn mayo. Thing.
Okay.
I love this mayo. I want it in every bite.
Okay, I want you to try
okay,
it first.
Okay, yes, we'll watch you.
We will stare at you.
That is the most weird thing ever. No.
Welcome to Girls Gone Veg. Mm-hmm.
We get weird.
Jeez.
Dig in.
All right. I mean, it's food. Mm-hmm. What? Did you poison it or something?
First impression.
Reaction.
Well, it's good.
Oh, good.
Does it remind you of a crab cake?
So.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, never mind. The hell, what
that's,
I was
going to
say.
No. That's a no.
Actually, it was not. I was going to say the fact that the artichoke, so the palm heart gives you kind of like the consistency of it, but then the artichoke kind of gives you like the little relishy type taste that most people would have with the marmalade sauce that goes with it. So it actually works out really well. I had nothing negative to say.
you can say
I felt like I was in trouble. I haven't even done anything yet. No, I don't have a problem with it.
Perfect. Well, wow, sorry.
Texture's good, the consistency's good. I mean, if you're a person who's really into the whole crab cake where it has to have the breadcrumb and the nice little golden brown on it, it gave you that. Okay. Yeah, I'm good with it.
Great.
Do you think we could persuade seafood lovers to try this instead of a crab cake sometimes?
I think that it's a very good option. Depending on who your seafood lover may be, what you're asking if I would personally eat this again, the answer is yes.
Good. He would do it again.
No problem.
None.
No crab, no problem.
No, I ate the whole thing.
No C, no P. Let's go.
No. No. That I wouldn't do again. That that I was with you until you said no C, no P, or all C, no. I don't know what it was, but it sounded wrong. Sounded like I signed up for something I didn't sign up for. So
you're just, you know, keeping it interesting.
Yeah. Ready for the golf course? Ready in the kitchen? Ready to win?
Ready for Top Golf, not the golf course, but it's okay.
If you ever need someone to wheel your bag around, we could probably
clean
do that.
The clubs.
Clean the club, polish the clubs. Put the T in the ground. Put the ball in the T.
Put the T in the G.
Nope.
Put the T in the G.
You actually. I was gonna say, you actually can't do that. That's illegal, but all good.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.